Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday, live show 9/18/2020. And I'll tell you what, it is getting to be real interesting out there. Real interesting. You know, in terms of what I'm thinking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is that I would be remiss if I did not go back to Luke 21, because I'll tell you something, if Comma Chameleon or Joe Biden gets in, they're going to come for your guns, they're going to raise your taxes, they're going to take you down the socialist path. Old Joe will just be up there doing drive-in theater presidency while Comma Chameleon and AOC will be running the show. And that will be then, at that point in time, a scenario possibly there. If President Trump does win, then they will still, with the alleged Ford Foundation Soros, maybe fronting for Rothschild money or some other money of the big Illuminati, that they will then start the Civil War anyway and then try to cause President Trump to declare martial law, you see. Then that way they could say, well, see, there he is. He's a Nazi, all right? These are all just peaceful protests. There's other scenarios because the wars are starting to develop. And we have China, you know, Pakistan going against India, Japan, alliances being made. You got all of the different things happening. You got Taiwan sitting right there and China spoiling for it. And here's what I'm going to read to you again, because there's implications on this one. Is Luke 21, which gives you sort of a domestic view in a sense. But nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. Oh, I forgot to read verse 9. And when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. That's a little bit different than Matthew 24. It's just a little slightly different, but it's revealing. So, but when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. In other words, they're going to happen. But the end is not by and by. So the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for testimony. Set it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye, listen up here, and ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated for all, hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Now you see, that's the interesting part, isn't it? Pray that the Lord would reveal to you what he means when he says, And they, some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And then down two verses, he said, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Because in your patience possess ye your souls. So you're your soul, in a sense. You're going to go to heaven, you see? And so you really, as you go to heaven, there's no hair on your head really perished, because you will have everlasting life with the Lord Jesus in heaven and our Father in heaven. And you know, you go on down, I should read it all, but let's just go to this one. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. That's verse 22 in Luke 21. And then, verse 25, there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Are they starting to roar? I think they are. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. You see? And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. But it's still all the stuff's going to happen, you see. The wars are going to happen. It's no get out of jail free, you see. It's no, you're going to just, you know, not be able to get through it. There will be true sanctuary for those, and you can seek that from Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, please give me sanctuary. Show me where that would be for my family and myself, a true place of sanctuary. And there will be some places. Other people, he may in fact need you on the line, if you know what I'm saying. On the line, out there to stand on the line. And that in and of itself is going to be necessary for some, not all. Not all are going to be what I would say are combatants, you know. But you can provide logistics. You can provide a nice hot cup of coffee and a warm meal when you see those that you know of be of your own coming down the back alley, you see, or down the road at night or across the field, and you say, brother, have you eaten yet today? I got a hot plate of beans here, and I got a piece of bread and a cup of coffee. Here you go. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I've had a lot of dreams and stuff of where in the near future, I don't know where it is or exactly when, but it's like I'm always on the run and I'm hiding in old factories and hiding in warehouses and in basements and places. And I don't know exactly who's chasing me except for the powers that be, devils that are of the day, of that day. And it's wonderful because people are hiding me and providing interference and protection for me. And there's always somebody that comes, and I've seen different scenarios of it. Somebody says, Hawk, we need to go. They're coming, man. It's sort of like a futuristic or a deal where, like in a Terminator scenario, where the Terminators are coming or something like that, and you gotta go. Or the Darth Vader and the Stormtroopers are coming and the Rebel Alliance, you're on the Rebel Alliance and you gotta go. So I don't know exactly how that would develop, but I am thankful for all of those who, if that be true, will provide me some sanctuary and a brief respite. But I'll tell you what, it's getting to be where I am just ticked off at all of this crap that's going down and all of these people that seem to be so full of the evil and so full of the baloney, okay? I want to alert you to something here. Let's see. Let me see if I can pull up my, pull this up on the, computer. Let's see. All right. Yeah, this should be at the ready here.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess the powers that be do not like the fact that when you read the quotes of Lord Jesus out of the Bible, it's just incredible. Now, I'll tell you what, in terms of what I was going to talk to you about, I was going to talk to you about produce. And I was sent a what I believe to be is a letter or whatever from the corporation, the grocery corporation, Save-A-Lot, apparently. And they're talking about the unavailability and shortages of produce. And how on the West Coast, there's been a tremendous drought for the past few months in the growing regions. And then now with the fires and everything, I guess there's some of the people are just walking away from entire fields of lettuce or strawberries or various types of produce, cauliflower, et cetera. And then on the East Coast, and particularly in the southern states where Florida and various others, where there are truck farms and what have you, and fruit, you know, all of that as well, that they're getting a lot of rain and getting the hurricanes up. And then in the other parts of the Gulf South, the same kind of a thing. And then in some parts of the Midwest, where you have a lot of rain hitting as well. So a lot of this is causing shortages and will potentially cause extreme shortages that may last further into when, I guess they're talking about when Arizona's growing season comes on a little bit later in November. But I would urge you and tell you that this is going to be an ongoing thing and going to be a scenario where, by golly, you better have the food in the can or in the, you know, freeze-dried form or what have you. So that is going to include not only the old chunky soup, Progresso soups, and I recommend those because they have the meat, potatoes, and the vegetables usually in those, or the pasta. You can get, you know, something with the pasta in it or the noodles, a chicken noodle or whatever, you see, or a minestrone or vegetable soup. But I like old beef barley from Progresso pretty good, and I also like chunky sirloin burger from Campbell's and a few others. But you need to get all of that, but you can also get regular cans of vegetables, and they will cook right up, and if you put a little salt or pepper on them, you mix them in with some rice or something like that, you're going to be in a situation where you're going to have food value and vegetables. There's also canned fruit. Nothing is wrong with canned fruit. You can get applesauce. You can get, you know, pears. I always used to like the half pear hazards, life pears. You can get peaches, all the different things. A lot of people get the fruit cocktail with a bunch of stuff in it. I like mixed vegetables, too. You know, nothing like a slice of Spam fried with a chicken egg over the top and, you know, on a piece of toast or something like that, and then some mixed vegetables on the side with it, you know? And then pop it with a little hot sauce, and it all tastes good, you know? So I'm telling you, that's a Save-A-Lot thing that's out, and I know that others are hearing the same thing from other grocery stores, and you may start to see spot shortages and that kind of a thing. In terms of some other stuff that I'm thinking about is if you look at the Mimic, and Mimic is still showing out tremendous scalar warfare, and it's driving more storms onto the East Coast and the Gulf. It's just coming right straight down the pike. And I'll tell you, let me just pop it up right here, and we'll look at it and see what we could do. All right, let's see where we're at. Well, they've knocked me completely off the internet even. That's interesting. Well, anyway, it's very typical for this time period. Let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, at some point in time, they're going to take off all the people, the quails, the hawks, the Alex Jones, the Hagman, Dave Hodges, the different people, the Mike Adamses, everybody is going to be probably knocked out of the box at some point here. So it's a question of when. So you got to stick up while you can. I'm looking at the North Atlantic domain, and that is tropic.wisc.edu. And then you want to make sure you're on Mimic TPW version 2.m. And then you hit the color scale up there, and it goes NRL color scale. You hit the layer, go down to TPW, hit domain. You can choose whatever domain you want. Get the time span. I like the latest 24 hours. You can get the animation, HTML5, okay? But if you look at this North Atlantic domain right now, you're seeing all kind of activity come out of massive activity coming out of Africa, shooting it and driving these storms and creating the storms in the ocean and driving them toward the United States. You're seeing all kind of stuff that is then being put up, apparently, to sort of defense against it or to backstop against it. But this thing is wild. You can go to any domain. You can go to North America. You can go to East Pacific, which is the West Coast, and see what they're doing there. But this North Atlantic right at this time, if you're to look at this and take a look at it, you're going to see the other hurricanes right now being created by all of this action. As I told you, though, this is also something that can impact the neurophysiological template, that can impact you, that can make you feel depressed or agitated or make you feel like, oh, I'm just so tired, or like a narcoleptic effect, you see. It can also cause you to have whatever condition you have flare up. In other words, you can put enough stress into a body or a situation to where it affects the turns on whatever conditions you may have to, you know, maximize them. It can also cause scenarios, if you believe who might be using it or causing it. Can you conceive the fact that these type of actions are being done sometimes with the help of fallen angels, particularly with the massive effects that if you're taking a look at this and you're seeing it, you cannot believe how much activity there is. Now, I know some of you say, I don't understand. Just take a look at it. You're going to see the outgoing, the incoming, and then you're going to see this white energy, which I call like white wraith. R-A-I-T-H, race type energy that comes up from the south out of Antarctica. I think that's some kind of a fallen angel technology right there. Russia is big into this stuff. China is now big into it, and a lot of it's coming out of Africa. The U.S. is big into it. We're sending a lot. If you go over and look at the different domains. You can look at, I'm going to take a look at Mid-Pacific right now. And I'm looking at Mid-Pacific, which is, you can see the Hawaiian Islands and all of that. And you can see a little bit of the West Coast. And then I can see that the U.S. is shooting stuff from the West Coast, shooting it at China, okay? So consequently, there's all kind of stuff going on. And this is already the war going on, but warfare, to a certain degree, is the new generation of it, which is, quote, end quote, act of God type, quote, warfare, okay? In other words, it looks like something that is coming from God or is natural or is, like some of them, well, just Mother Nature. Yeah, right. Pelosi said the other day, Mother Earth is unhappy and she's burning the planet with the climate change. You're right. Well, Pelosi, you know, were you sitting over there controlling the laser weapon that lit up part of California, were you? Maybe so. Who knows? All right. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the war is on. Now, missiles and this thing that we saw yesterday when we were on air, and for those of you who didn't listen, you ought to go back and listen to last night's show on the, go on, just pick it up off the archives or wherever you're listening right now, it'll be the show up from this one or below this one from yesterday's date. And we had a fast mover that right before we came on air, reminiscent of back in 2004 or whatever, when we put a stop to a Russian bomber, blackjack bomber, on a call that was to Andrews Air Force Base back then by a P-3 Orion. He was asking for jets to be scrambled, and that was overheard by somebody listening that I knew, and they told me right before I went on air. We put it out, and then because that guy had said to the woman radio operator at Andrews, she said, he said, I need deep scramble jets. There's a Russian blackjack bomber out of 110 nautical miles, practically off the coast of Virginia, inbound. And he said, I'm a P-3 Orion. Well, she said, can't y'all handle that? Like, you know, he was bugging her because she was doing her nails and chewing gum. Well, let me tell you something. We brought it out immediately within 1 minute after that was being said. I came on the air and discussed the scenario. And I said, you need to scramble jets. This thing is going on. And jets were scrambled. So I guess since then, somebody listens, you know, to the show just to see what's going on, apparently. But now last night, we had something that appeared like it was up like one of those balloons that were launched, but with no country of origin, no type, but sort of posing as one that was apparently came on the picture or was launched, you know, out to sea off of Alaska past the 12-mile limit somewhere. And then that came all the way down, and it was moving fast. It was going 517 knots, a little fast for a balloon. And then it came over the Oregon and started heading down to Nevada. And then it dropped down a nap of the earth, and it was zipping and zooming through the mountains and still going 500 or more knots. Zipping through the canyons and zip, 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 and up and down and zigzagging, sort of like you would see a, sort of like you might see a, you know, a cruise missile. So I was concerned. I even said on their air last night, have you got a big boom or something out there? At least we told you we were tracking it coming in. Now, the fact is that it was heading straight towards McCarran, apparently, and a police helicopter that was up on a standard route around that area, because that's not all that far, you know, in terms from when we had the shootings over there on the empty lot. You know, McCarran is not that far from the Strip, you know, in Vegas. And so that police helicopter re-vectored real quick and took off lickety-split for whatever was incoming. And then some kind of a special op aircraft went up as well. And then somehow or another, that was brought down to the ground. I don't know if it was a drill or if it was something, an actual cruise, that they were able to dummy it with a electromagnetic pulse or something like that. And then just let it skid onto the earth with no explosion. I don't know what it was, but they went down, put it up, got it on something. It was still transport. It was still on. They took it off the where McCarran was there and took it to some side base or some side thing. At first, we thought it was headed into Area 51. So anyway, that was last night. So nothing all like that tonight, let me tell you. But that was quite an interesting little scenario. So all of this is in a wartime setting, where we've got the Chinese rattling sabers, and we've got all kind of stuff going on. But I'm going to tell you what, you know, there's a lot of rain in China, and then China ought to listen up to that Three Gorges Dam. It's got some flaws in it. It's already buckling and bowing, and it wouldn't take too much little pulse there, and that thing might release, and I'd put about $500 million into evac city. Now, I'm not hoping that happens, but they've got to understand that they've been doing this to us with impunity for a long period of time. And now they're playing the game and involved in and possibly in some of the financing as well of the Antifa and the BLM. I told you about the new website, Black Futures website and all that, and you get down to the bottom, you're supposed to contribute. It's all this great thing about, you know, for the black futures and black people in America and all of this stuff. You get down to the bottom, it's run by the Chinese military. Okay, it's some kind of a name, but it's red Chinese military running the show. So that is a thing. And then you've got this Ray Ray with the perfect ear. Ooh, Ray Ray. You know, and then he's got his number two is, you know, Bodie Bodich, Malibu Bodie, you know, with the Bodie hair. You know, the slow-walking, slow-talking FBI guy that put the cap on the famous scenario out there in California when we had the two husband and wife terrorists shot up the people, you know, down at the county building. Remember all of that? And then they were being chased. And then the local police chief who was chasing them, they had his people chased him. They said that we shot the two here, but the third person who was in the car was running down the back yards and jumping fences, and we intercepted that person. He's in custody. At that moment, the police chief never got to really talk ever hardly again, and it was slow talking. Perfect Malibu hair, Bodie Bodich. Okay. So you got Ray Ray and Bodich up there on the scenario right now. And then you got the FBI has become the crooks of this country, you know, trying to do coup d'etats against President Trump, along with the clapper, clap on, clap up, and all of these people in the Brennan. Brennan allegedly went over and is a Muslim, okay? So, all of that scenario is ongoing, you see. And now Ray Ray says, oh, well, it's Russia's problem. Russia doesn't want Biden. Meaning a sense that Russia is still colluding with Trump. And Trump doesn't like, well, I'm going to tell you what, Ray Ray, maybe you can get the job as the new police chief of Portland or Seattle, you know. Maybe that'll be your next job because you're going to have to step down, son. You're going to have to step down, and it's just the way it is. Comey Chameleon, he's out there, and I'm going to tell you. You know, the fact is, you think you all are getting passes, but I'm going to tell you, when the birds come home, the chickens come home to roost, and St. Peter takes one look at you, you're going to flush down the toilet straight to hell, you sons of bucks. All of you. You never got to understand that this thing is not about destruction of the American government and attacking the American people and running the surveillance on the people of the United States like you've been doing all this time. So anyway, Bull Durham may be bullshit. I think he probably is, because I think at the same time, however, that now maybe, just maybe, that William P. Barr might be starting to get the idea that maybe he screwed up and did not prosecute the right people. And then now he's starting to see that if he goes down the road he's going, that it won't be just the old CIA boys controlling everything like he'd like it for it to be. They hope that it will be that, but it looks like it might go over the top and actually go into a full-blown, you know, grinding type of scenario, killing everybody, killing 90% of the population of the United States or the world kind of a thing, and going to the socialist New World Order, Illuminati, Luciferian bullcrap. So I'm going to tell you what, don't go into their Luciferian knives out of fight, if you know what I mean. And the fact of the matter is you better have food. And you better prepare as best you can. And food and water and storage of water. Water purification, water storage, to be redundant on water. You know, have the Berkey or the Pro-Pure or the Katadyn or whatever it is you want to have to filter your water, okay? And I like the Black Berkey filters in that Berkey, all right? Because they not only do they take care of the viruses, the bacteria, the parasites, but they also take out about 99% of the chemicals, the bad chemicals in the water. So if you can do that and get extra filters, more power to you. Some of those filters will fit other type of units in some cases. But to be on the safe side, just do it that way and get the Berkeys with those Black Berkey filters. You also probably need, I carry an old Katadyn combi, okay? But I would also tell you that you can boil water. You can use a few drops of unscented bleach in a gallon of water, you know. You need to look that up for yourself to determine what is the recommended amount. I'm not recommending any amount, okay? But it's just droplets. You can use aerobic 7 and aerobic oxygen type of products where they will kill the bacteria and stuff and to keep your water from going bad. So when you can store it, they usually will guarantee that it'll be pure, you know, keep it clean for up to 5 years, you know, in the drum or the big jugs, okay? So usually 2 ounces of that will treat maybe 50 gallons of stuff or what have you. So you can get some of that. You can also get the Howzone, the old Howzone, that kind of stuff. The other type of products that have that you can buy in the camping supply stores that have some of the iodine in them or different things. But be redundant. Get 2 and 3 ways of purifying and storing water. Okay, it's food, water, ammunition, shelter. You know, good boots, the whole 9 yards. I'll tell you, this ammunition thing is starting to be a real big problem. That Caputo guy, like I said last night, HHS, who's had it out pretty bad since he told the truth, all right, he's saying that a group of people are trying to take over, and the Antifas and the BLMs and the demon commie rats and all of that business, the Luciferian types, are going to act up and try to take the election, steal it, or after Trump wins, if that's the case, you know, they can't steal it, then they're going to go to civil war as well, and that you better buy ammunition. So you better get it online, locally, wherever you can get. Now, I recommend it to some people. If you're in an area and you go into the places you buy it, they don't have it, then go out into the little towns out the countryside and see if they don't have a few boxes at the hardware store or the farm and fleet or the tractor supply or wherever you're used to shopping out the country. Or the general store. When I used to travel in Tennessee and the Carolinas, I'd come up over on the old two-lane roads on the ridgetop of the old base, and right there on the top of the hill, there'd be usually a general store and a gas station, you know, 2 gas pumps. And the guys out in front shooting it back and carving something with their pocket knife, you know. Or in the fall or whatever, it was chilly, they go in, the stove would be on inside, they'd all be having a Mountain Dews or coffee or whatever they was drinking, smoking their cigars and cigarettes. But I'm going to tell you, those kind of places got the ammo too. there are different places you can go to get it. You'll have to look and you'll have to shop it, regardless of whether it's online at SCT or some of the other big ammo places. You'll find that they'll be out of stock, and then the next day they'll get some more in. So if you check it every day, or if you're in a city or something where you got a lot of different outlets, go check the different places, the Bass Pros, the Cabela's, the Shields, the Gander Mountains, the, you know, Academies, the Walmarts, the all the different spots, you know what I'm saying? And go check them on a periodic basis. Talk to the people behind the counter and say, when does this stuff come in? And you can give me a call. Here's $5 or $10. Give me a call the next time that you get some pistol ammo or you get some 223 and let me know, would you? And if they say, yeah, and they do that, then they'll probably do it. Or they'll say, come here early in the morning on Thursday. You know, the truck comes in early, and if you're here at the time when it's open, I'll put some out for you, okay? I'll bring some out of the back room, and you can buy some 223 or some 45 pistol or, you know, or 9 mil or whatever it might be, right? So the preparation is going to be quite important, and I'm urging you to do it on a systematic basis, but I'm urging you in a real urgent sense. That Save a Lot Produce directive is quite revealing, you see. You got whole fields being walked away from in California, and then even if they could harvest it and it wasn't distressed by insects or the fires or what have you, that the trucking companies are not running out into those regions, say in the Big Valley and places like that, because there are a lot of them are surrounded by fire. So they can't get the trucks in safely, or they don't want to get them in, you know, if it's going to be potential problem if the fires are jumping, you see. And consequently, they don't want to get up there and get a load burnt to the ground and get a, you know, Peterbilt or, you know, a Ken Worth or something burn up, you know. Now, the fact is that in the south and southeast, on the east coast where you're seeing a lot of stuff would normally be available as well, that those places are bad and you can't get anything in and out because the weather's too wet. Now, you got Mexico. Well, Mexico, you see, the border's been shut more. So Mexican produce doesn't flow across as much because also there's the COVID problem that's, you know, greatly a big problem in Mexico. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you need to really keep going on this stuff and just not trust it up to where Trump looks like he's going to win, and he could lose. But all the polls are still way out of front, for the most part, for the Biden. Because the powers that be are doing anything they can to put him in, regardless of how crummy a candidate he is. Is the Harris-Biden administration, you see. And the Joker Chat really liked the Comma Chameleon, you see. And what's interesting for her is that apparently her descendancy are from Jamaican slave owners in Browntown that used to run Browntown, and that she's related to the big slave master there at Browntown in Jamaica on the sugar plantations and stuff. So it's quite interesting that she comes forward and as a champion of the, you know, black race, when she was one of the ones that was involved, apparently, her distant relative was the ones involved in doing the enslavement. So I don't know. You know, it's one of these things that it's just, every day there's something new. And you'll watch Drudge, and the next thing you know, it'll be, you know, the square root of the hypotenuse of the deuce of spades or the jack of diamonds. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a crazy way of looking at it or saying it. Then there's another thing, and they'll bring back up some kind of a story about Trump from 10 years ago again, you know, one of the women, or they'll bring up something and it's totally screwball, you see. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, you know, the question is now for me, I kind of know what's going to happen, but when is the question? And if we had a timing, I think the election is some sort of a timing stream, don't you? It'd either be right before the election, right after the election, or during the election. The Lord sort of put it on my heart, you know, that if there'd be a timing for a blackout, for an EMP takedown of the power grid in the United States, wouldn't that be interesting if it was November 3rd, you know? And I'm hoping it ain't, you see, and I'm not promoting that it is. I'm just saying that the Lord sort of asked me the question, you know. It was sort of like coming from him for me to look at that, let's say. And I don't know. That would be an interesting time frame. At the same time, the Red Chinese pop goes the weasel on something, or maybe they let something else happen, and then the Russians are sitting in the catbird seat. They're hoping that the Chinese fight America. The Chinese would rather that the Russians and America get into it, and they pick up all the pieces, you see, and all of that. I just thank you to the B&E of B. Apparently, unfortunately, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg apparently has passed away. So that'll really throw this thing up into the Trump will want to appoint somebody, and then they're going to invoke the thing, well, you can't do it before the election, and all of that. And then you got another Kavanaugh. You see what I'm saying? So anyway, apparently Ruth Bader Ginsburg has passed away, and I hope that she goes to where she would like to be, you see. And that'll be the choice of the Lord above. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's not a lot much more to say these days other than to watch the play-by-play. And the fact is that the play-by-play is getting too interesting again. We had apparently in the last, I believe, on Wednesday, and maybe another one yesterday, we had somebody allegedly cut the natural gas lines in Oklahoma and in Arkansas. I guess somewhere by Piedmont, Oklahoma, or somewhere like that, and then somewhere up by Fort Smith, Arkansas. And that one of them, I think, may have been the Fort Smith. This was reported by Al Turner, and I think on some other news space available. I didn't see it on TV. But one of the places that may have been near Fort Smith is that they had to contain the fire at one of these places. It may have been either one or both. But they were the local fire department was sitting on it, pouring foam or water or whatever they were doing with it to contain the potential for fire, and the fire burning for up to 4 hours until the gas company shut the gas off. Now, isn't that interesting? All right. 4 hours before they shut the gas off. Quite interesting. So consequently, you've got sabotage on the out and out there. I've seen some of the stories coming out of the Pacific Northwest where apparently in Oregon and places they caught some guys. And they had chainsaws and, you know, stuff pre-positioned, you know. And they were caught with chainsaws so they could cut down power lines. All right. And then still everybody out there in those areas is saying, and the FBI, of course, said that there was no evidence that there was any arson involved in all of it. Well, bull crap, you know. You need to put Bodie and Ray Ray on that job, you know. Or put Strzok, or, you know, one of those people, Prosbiek, you know, whatever his name is. Ladies and gentlemen, this FBI business you know, well, if you start to think about it and how they're involved in a coup d'etat and how not a doggone thing has been done to any of them. But I'm going to tell you what, nobody should ever cooperate with those people ever again on anything. Nope. You want to talk to me? Nope. Gotta, you know, nope. Don't speak without counsel. No way, you know. Nope. Don't have nothing for you. Because I'll tell you what, it's corrupt. And there's good people in there, I know. But at the same time, a whole lot of good people just march right in line and they just worry about the next ham sandwich. You see? And they play by the political rules, and it always has been since J. Edgar's been the man. No? Or J. Edgar wore the dress, whichever you want to do it. Now, apparently, there's been in the Mid-Atlantic Ridge 3 quakes at about a 6.9. So you see this stuff I've been telling you about on the mimic. If you looked at the mimic of the North Atlantic domain, I've been telling you about how they're pumping stuff into it. And I've told you it creates weather, but it's not just weather. It can be quakes. It can be volcanoes. Load the fault lines up. Make them grease them up, you know. Slide them and pop them, you know what I'm saying? And then also affecting the neurophysiological template of individual people or a neighborhood or a city or a region, you see. Or set a fire in California, Oregon, or Washington, or Colorado, right? Or to knock a jet out of the sky. Or to turn off an Aegis, you know, Ardenburg class Aegis destroyer, you see, and turn off all the stuff, just have the emergency lights on and no engines, you know? And no targeting. Let's see, somebody sent me a quake map here. Thank you. Let's see. I'll take a look at it here. Yep, okay. Let's see. Mid-Atlantic Ridge, 6.8, a 6.9, and a 6.8. Central Mid-Atlantic Ridge about 2 hours ago, okay? So there you are. That is right in the thing. Now, it just makes me wonder, you know, if Cumbre Vieja, let's bring that back up. I haven't talked about that for a while. In the Canary Islands, so you have the shelf up the Grand Canary or whatever, I think. And, or the Big Island, the bigger Canary Island or whatever that is called. And, the shelf is called the Cumbre Vieja. It's like a volcanic shelf. If that were to collapse and that volcano blow or that ridge collapse into the ocean, the projected model that the Swiss, an experts in Switzerland, had a few years back, and I used to talk about this, you know, 15 years ago, but that Cumbre Vieja, that apparently the Swiss model would show a wave or a tsunami that would head towards the east coast of the United States, head toward, you know, and then head that direction, all right, that would be traveling at about 500 to 600 miles per hour, and that the wave itself might be 200 feet high, okay, and then it might go inland another 30, 40, 50 miles inland. If that's the case, I used to do the math on the populations out there on the East Coast and what have you, somewhere around 90 to 100 million people might live, you know, within 50 miles of the coastline on the East Coast of the United States. It would also hit Europe and parts of Europe and England and various places, Canada, you know, as well. South America, it would hit all over. But the fact is, just the U.S., it might pop it if that was to happen. And put 90, 100 million people in jeopardy. Remember back, I think it was either 204, 205 online or on air, I had information about a kind of an underwater war where it was involved with SEALs and allegedly, and some Spetsnaz frogmen and some kind of nukes, you know, underneath near the Cumbre Vieja. And there was underwater war, and they were looking for a particular group of these people. And they were, every half an hour, they were putting a call out to them on the call on the HF comms. And then finally some good old boys in the Army helicopters, you know, the 160s, you know, the good guys, the Scene Paris, okay, without peer. The Night Stalkers, I think, went and got them, if you recall, took them to Puerto Rico, and finally got them and picked them up, and that there were some injuries and casualties, et cetera, and took them into Puerto Rico from picking them up out there. So I'm going to tell you, if that does pop, and the Cumbre Vieja was to pop, then you could have a, you know, a 100, 200, 300 foot tsunami that would travel at 500 mile an hour or whatever across the ocean and hit the East Coast. That might cause some damage. Would that be warfare? Oh, that would be an act of God, huh? Type warfare, wouldn't it? Would that do more damage than a B-29 load or B-25 load dropped on some German city or what have you? You better believe it. If you could kill with something that caused a quake or a volcanic shelf to blow and dump into the ocean and to create the tsunami, and you might kill up to, I don't know, let's just say you don't get all 90 million people, but let's just say you get 20 million, okay? Or 30 million, or 33 million, or 66 million, whatever you would get with a tsunami out of the blue where you got no real big warning and everybody's on the road trying to get the heck out of the coastal areas. Can you imagine the interstate roaming down north and south on that and everybody trying to go and go west real quick? You know? And then the water, like the old various movies and various said, where the water was halfway up the towers in New York City. You know, you got those kind of scenarios. I don't know. I don't want to see any of that, but yet at the same time, I just read to you from Luke 21, and I read to you Matthew 24, earthquakes in diverse places, right? War, famine, pestilence, disease, you know. Wars, rumors of wars. It's all happening now. And then that means from Matthew 24, or Jesus in the red letter says, this is the beginning of sorrows. We're just in the beginning. So I think, quite frankly, you need to prepare, you know. Oh, boy. Iran president says the U.S. will be defeated this weekend. So U.S. sends carrier strike force into the Persian Gulf. That's exactly what they would want to have done. The U.S. apparently has deployed the active aircraft carrier strike group in the Persian Gulf. The USS Nimitz is pictured above as it entered the Straits of Hormuz earlier today. Nimitz, accompanied by guided missile cruisers Princeton and Philippine Sea and the destroyer Starrett. So this could be real interesting, thanks to my old buddy Crazy Horse for sending me that. So, ladies and gentlemen, if the Iranian president says the U.S. will be defeated, then maybe, I don't know, maybe that was a cruise missile yesterday. Maybe there's another one coming. Maybe the Cumbre Vieja is getting ready to blow, and they've been loading this Mid-Atlantic Ridge and going to load up those fault lines out there in the Atlantic and blow that. We got the fires already. We got the hurricanes. We got two or three more hurricanes, warnings, you know, that are being ginned up by the Red Chinese power stuff in Africa where they own. And then the Chinese and the Russians do have a deal, and the Iranians, they all have real deals together, military stuff, economic stuff. Anyway, you want to keep old Hawk on the air swinging at the Lucy's nose and shin with the ball bat, the Louisville slugger. And I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. FRNs, a little bit of metal, silver, gold is the easiest. Dex, okay, send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Lord Jesus, I would like for you to come at this time and to go to all the people who are affected by all of the flooding and all of the storms down in Florida and Alabama and Mississippi, and then over from the last storms in Louisiana and into Texas, and then everybody in the fire-ravaged regions, Lord, in the Northwest, anywhere from Washington State or Oregon or California, and on down to the Gulf of Mexico. They got fires all the way up and down, and also in Colorado, Lord. Will you go to them? Will you protect all of the good people? I'll tell you what. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would go to those people also that have needs. Those people that have the needs of the pancreas and who've had the problems with the gallbladder, would you provide a medical miracle for them? The Lord Jesus, would you provide those who that the devil tripped, okay? The devil tripped them because they were so powerful on your working on your behalf. Would you provide them a medical miracle, Lord Jesus? And for friends there and people that I know about in the Tennessee and the Carolinas, Lord Jesus, we provide a medical miracle to those who have the cancer and remove all of that from their system. And Lord, also, would you have a opportunity to stop by with our friend the grandmother down there in Florida who was so tough and so much on your side and who fought against the mean old meth head trying to grab her purse in the gray and right out of the car in the gas station. Or when she said, "Oh no, mister, this is my purse, called on your name, Lord Jesus." And you sent three men to help her. An old white prison guard that'd been around for years, a black man, a Hispanic man, and they grabbed that sucker out of that car, took him to the ground, and sat on top of him and thumped him a bit until the police came. Oh, Lord Jesus, there's so many different people, and my friend in Nebraska there.